USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The oil spill off the coast of California over the weekend near Huntington Beach, California, may have a culprit. Authorities in California are now looking at the possibility of a cargo ship's anchor ripping away the underwater pipeline. As a massive amount of cargo ships waiting to be offloaded in the area continue to buckle the supply chain in America. President Biden said on Monday the federal government could breach its $28.4 trillion debt limit in a historic defeat unless Republicans join Democrats in voting to raise it in the next 2 weeks. Quote, just get out of the way, Biden told Republicans. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it. A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers with internal memos revealing the company's awareness of hurting teens and how it handled misinformation. Ms. Haugen is appearing before Congress Tuesday. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
We already know a Hillary Clinton lawyer is the one that started the Russia investigation against President Trump. So how far up the chain does this deceit on the American people go? Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau tells us, follow the money.
Special Counsel John Durham's latest round of subpoenas in the ongoing investigation into the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election show powerful moves because of his calls for bank records. Former prosecutor and chief of staff for the Department of Defense, Kash Patel, said on Newsmax Monday.
The best way to prove it is not just testimony, but it's bank records. It's following the money. Who paid who to do what? And in this case, John Durham basically says the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid Michael Sussman to start this fraudulent investigation, and then Michael Sussman lied to the FBI.
Patel said that while there are many people becoming frustrated at the length of the Durham investigation, 2 years is not a long time for such a probe, and two indictments have already been made.
Thank you, Brad. We are USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Special Counsel John Durham's latest round of subpoenas probes the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Former Department of Defense prosecutor and chief of staff Kash Patel told Newsmax Monday the best way to prove criminal corruption is to follow the money.
One thing I'd like to have people focus on is the Durham report is a secondary objective. The purpose of a special counsel is to hopefully find and issue indictments. And I remind people that John Durham has now issued two indictments in about 2 years. And this is the biggest political scandal in American history. So these, as a former federal prosecutor did national security cases, I worked on prosecutions that took 3, 4, 5 years in time. And so this is not a long time. I know it seems like a lot to the American public. But the moves he's taking, as you highlighted with the subpoenaing of a bank records, are powerful because the records, as you, Rick, you and I know, because we declassified so many records when we were doing the DNI job, they speak for themselves. They're more powerful than any testimony. And the best way to prove criminal corruption is to follow the money. And in this case, the Democratic lawyers and the Hillary Clinton campaign lawyers led the money right to John Durham.
So far, it's been established a lawyer for Hillary Clinton is how the Russia investigation of President Trump began.
And the best way to prove it is not just testimony, but it's bank records. It's following the money. Who paid who to do what? And in this case, John Durham basically says the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid Michael Sussman to start this fraudulent investigation, and then Michael Sussman lied to the FBI.
The case continues. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.